With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good news, everybody. I think I fixed the audio, so there's actually a podcast this week. Bad news. It's negative 32 out, or feels like it at least.
It's negative 32 out, and there's spy balloons in the air.
What year is it actually?
What's the world coming to? Welcome to the Gamers 2 Podcast, your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest. Like?
Temperatures.
Yeah, temps. Temps,
or
cold.
Weird music quizzes that delayed Matt and I recording this because I got addicted.
Yep, music quizzes. Can be fun. Can also be very frustrating.
That I know this one. That guy. What's he in? What's it from? I've heard it before. Ah, that was that one.
That's basically my existence. A constant state of semi-knowing.
It's like Captain Hindsight. It's like the worst. Yeah. Like, I might know that. Captain Partial Knowledge.
Exactly. I feel like I know this.
Anyway.
Yeah, but hey, don't go outside. Stay inside, play video games. And if you don't have any games to play, let us tell you what's coming out.
Or technically, the way this list works is what already has come out.
Yes.
Like number one, Back Firewall for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox. That is one word, by the way.
Interesting.
Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition for the Xbox. Number three, Inculinati for the PC and Xbox. I'm assuming that is a squid Illuminati.
Okay.
Do you get it? Because it's ink.
Ah.
And it's like Linati.
Mm.
Number four, Power Wash Simulator for the PlayStation and Switch, and the Power Wash Simulator Tomb Raider Special Pack. Don't ask me what you're power washing in there.
Ruins.
There's a bad joke there.
Ruins. Lower cross venereal diseases.
Number six, Season, A Letter to the Future for PC and PlayStation. Number seven, Second Front for the PC.
Where's the first?
Well, the Second Front is what the hobbits asked Hitler about. That's why he went to Russia. But what about Second Front? That is a joke on so many stupid levels. Number eight, SpongeBob SquarePants, The Cosmic Shake for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number nine, We Were Here Forever for the PlayStation and Xbox, unfortunately. Number 10, Football Manager 2023 comes to the PS5. Join me in my suffering. Number 11, Deliver Us Mars for PC, Xbox, PlayStation. What words? Number 12, Fashion Police Squad for the PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. I need the Fashion Police Squad. Or else I'll walk out of this house in tank top and shorts and negative 32 and develop hypothermia. I don't think Fashion Police help that. I think common sense does, but that's a little bit different. Number 13, Life is Strange 2 comes to the Switch. Number 14, Melvor Idol Expanded Edition for this PC. Number 15, I'll come back to that. Number 16, Volcano Princess for the PC. Number 17, Spellforce Conquest of Io for the PC. And number 15, if it's not fitting now, whenever will it be? Nuclear War Simulator for the PC.
Yeah.
Did you want to simulate what would happen in a winter Fallout?
There was that browser-based thing where you could simulate nuclear bombs dropping in certain places and
yep.
how much damage it would cause and where the radiation would spread. Really, you know, exciting stuff.
I mean, I would say riveting.
Thrilling.
Definitely not depression-inducing at all.
Not at all. What do you want? Evens or odds?
Evens.
Ones or twos? Okay.
Twos. Only twos, though.
Ugh. A lot of reading. All right. As per tradition, this week's update on the Microsoft Activision Blizzard drama will be short and sweet. Sony's Jim Ryan met EU antitrust boss Margrethe Vestager. Jim Ryan claims Microsoft wouldn't have offered platform parity for Call of Duty. Microsoft's Frank X. Shaw responded via Twitter and reconfirmed, quote, they offered Sony a 10-year deal to give them parity on timing, content, features, quality, playability, and any other aspect of the game, end quote. And then mostly related, Activision Blizzard will pay $35 million to settle U.S. government allegations that they violated a whistleblower protection rule and lacked processes to collect workplace misconduct complaints.
So once again, Sony sucks at playing the bad guy.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job on that one. Another thing that I didn't put in here that was also funny was Activision Blizzard. One of the Activision Blizzard executives was tweeting to the FTC. FTC? Yeah. Yeah. Federal Trade Commission, FTC, about the Last of Us TV show. They were like, basically like, you've seen the Last of Us TV show. It's a huge success. Everyone's talking about it. It's great. And it was like, I wish I could remember the exact wording of the tweet, but it basically was like, it was basically like, look at all this success they're having. Why you really think that they're the underdog here or something along those lines. I was like, this is cute. Getting dirty. I like it.
Mudslinging idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Number two. Sources told IGN that neither Xbox, Sony, nor Nintendo will be an official part of E3 2023 or have a booth on the show floor at the Los Angeles Convention Center. 2023 will be the first year E3 has been physically hosted since 2019. Sony has not been present at E3 since 2018 following disagreements with the Entertainment Software Association. Nintendo is usually a big draw to the show floor. Good sentence. However, sources told VGC that the company does not expect to have as many major releases to showcase this year. Xbox has already confirmed it will have a physical showcase in Los Angeles this summer, and Microsoft Gaming CEO Phil Spencer told IGN this would coincide with E3 while also emphasizing the firm's ongoing support for the ESA and its event, one he said he definitely wants to continue. While Xbox was not present on the show floor at E3 2018 or 2019, the platform holder did have an array of games on display at the neighboring Microsoft Theater. Again, back to 2019 when we said this is exactly what we're going to happen. No one in the major scene is playing with them anymore.
Yeah. There was a rumor prior to us recording this that the big reason why Xbox is not having a bigger presence at E3 proper is because their marketing budget has been significantly reduced.
Definitely possible, but also they would only do their normal little Xbox Village thing, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
But they're also not going to really have a need for it if they're trying to keep a lot of things, Starfield,
yep,
kind of close to wraps a little bit. And other than like their Bethesda stuff, I don't really know what they would be. What they would actually be want to be demoing versus just have the press conference.
I think that's going to be a big issue this E3 season. Is I don't know if anything's going to be ready to be like
demoed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
There'll be like trailers to announce things.
There'll probably be trailers, but... and then there'll be the typical press vertical slices, which don't actually ever tell you anything.
Yeah.
and everybody gets hyped off of them only for them to get turned around a year later and people go, that's not the vertical slice I saw when I told you that the game was going to be amazing in the next coming of Christ. I'm like, well, then don't say those things.
That pool of water isn't in the new game anymore. What the fuck?
Yeah, man, we got rid of the water. Spider-Man.
Oh, fuck. I got stuck with the one with all the crazy names. Oh, boy.
I'm right here with you. I'm right here.
All right. Number three. A group of former EA DICE employees has established a new game developer called Wayfinder Games. The studio was quietly formed in 2020 by Dennis Branvall and his partner, Fia Jernberg. It's the T silent. Jernberg?
It's either Jernberg. My guess is probably Jernberg.
Jernberg. And their friends, Man Eddard and Adam Clark. Even one of their funding partners is DICE alumni. Investor Behold Ventures was founded by ex-general manager Carl... Do you know how to say his last name?
Trodson.
Carl Trodson and former... Former executive producer Sigurdlin Ingvardnadottir. I don't know what
Sigurlina.
Yeah.
Ingvarstodnir.
Sure.
No, I added an extra ear.
Doesn't matter. The four bonded over playing tabletop RPGs while at the Swedish studio and had a desire to get away from shooters. Branville, which I'm pretty sure that's pronounced differently because it's got, whatever that's called.
It might be Branville.
Branville acknowledged that DICE would, quote, forever make shooters, end quote, and said Wayfinder's first project would be an RPG. Quote, everyone was like, we'd make RPGs because that's what we love. That's what we grew up with. That's what we play. So that's what we wanted to do. We want to build the next great RPG studio in Northern Europe, end quote.
All right.
I'll take it.
Let's see what you got.
Give me game. Daddy want.
That is a step away from lotion in the basket. Speaking of lotion in the basket, number four, a Blizzard employee. Not again. A Blizzard employee alleges that the culture at Proletariat Studio has not progressed since they joined in 2019. Via Twitter, senior graphics engineer Benny Wilson said that, quote, I've seen seniors yelling at young employees, women crying in meetings, fat lady jokes. White men have doubted my experiences with racism, and they disagree with me when I say the studio isn't inclusive, end quote. They added that female colleagues have shared that they've been yelled at while leadership watched. Additionally, Wilson said that these issues were reported multiple times to HR over the years. In a statement sent to gamesindustry.biz, Wilson explained that one of Proletariat's founders mocked a union organizer for leaving the company in their union Slack channel. When employees called them out, another company founder said that staffers were hand-wringing over sarcastic comments. A Blizzard spokesperson said, quote, we're aware of these concerns and are looking into them. We want to have an inclusive workspace culture for all of our employees, and we take these concerns very seriously, end quote, while still employing Bobby Kotick.
But do you take them seriously?
I take them seriously in terms of, they better shut the fuck up.
I just imagine them like on the phone, HR on the phone, and be like, write it down. Click, get off the phone. They just pick up a piece of paper and immediately just place it in the trash.
Oh, I'm picturing one of that. This is also, you know, just the glorious HR shit show that Blizzard has become of. They don't give a shit about their workers at all. I would picture that, or staring at the list of like whatever and going, oh, yeah. File that and people to fire.
Yeah.
And they're just slowly adding names to a list of like, oh, we'll just get rid of the rabble.
All right, this person complained. Goodbye.
And you're gone.
All right. Number five, PlayStation says it has, quote, not cut PlayStation VR 2 production numbers, end quote, following a report from Bloomberg. The initial report said that Sony was making a significant reduction in its projections for PlayStation VR 2. It even warned supply partners that manufacturing could decrease as well. The outlet stated that Sony has halved its original forecast for PSVR 2 shipments from 2 million units from the headset's launch quarter to 1 million. But obviously Sony's claiming that it's not true. So we shall see.
Yeah, we'll see. Number six, a report from Bloomberg shed light on the issues facing 343 Industries, which was significantly hit by layoffs and reportedly switched engines last year. At least 95 staff from 343 Industries were made redundant as part of the recent Microsoft layoffs, according to internal documents. Contractors were only given a few days' warning before the end of their contract. The change in leadership led the studio to switch development from its proprietary engine, known as Slipspace, to Unreal Engine late last year, Bloomberg revealed. The 343 is reportedly currently working on an unannounced project known internally as Tatanka, using Unreal and co-developed with Certain Affinity. It started off as a battle royale, but sources told Bloomberg that it may move in other directions. Unreal is also used to prototype new Halo titles, the publication added. Concerning Halo Infinite, the studio reportedly isn't working on new content, as many of its developers were among those laid off. But don't worry, they're going to keep making Halo.
Poor Halo. I saw someone, so this was like, there's a link to this article, and then there was comments on Reddit, and someone said, oh, I can't wait to see what they do with the, like, oh, this sucks, and blah, 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 but I can't wait to see what they do with the, what direction they take the Halo story in next. And I was like, did you not read the article where it clearly said that they're not working on any story things? They're just working on multiplayer. So
that's just one of their PR hope bots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meant to spew goodness into the world.
Something like that. Although the Unreal
Matt
move
and I
is
are here to tell you that is that they are all liars.
They are.
Positivity on the internet is not real. It the lies only to you. It gives you a false sense of safety.
The only glimmer of hope is the fact that they abandoned the Slipspace engine and are using Unreal. That's the only like sliver.
Here's the problem with that. That is a start.
Yeah.
That does not correlate to results.
No. That just gives them the tools to do things in a timely manner. That doesn't mean you can.
That also gives them the nightmarish thing that when you see another game made in Unreal, you go, how does this look like this, but you look like that?
That's a classic example of you can lead a horse to water,
but can you make him swim?
Exactly.
That's how that saying goes, right?
Yeah. Sounds good. Number seven. The Tomb Raider franchise has been sold to Amazon for a reported $600 million. Although it is assumed this figure includes a combination of rights to the IP and commitments to the previously announced TV series and future movies. While Embracer Group no longer owns the IP, Amazon still wishes to create video games in the future as well. An exclusive report published by The Hollywood Reporter reveals Amazon's intentions to craft an interconnected universe based on the Tomb Raider IP, spanning the upcoming new game and projects in film and television. The company is very active. Where was I? I skipped sentences. Apparently, DJ2 Entertainment is attached to the projects. The company is very active in adapting games for either film or TV. They worked on the Sonic the Hedgehog movie and signed up to adapt Life is Strange and Disco Elysium. DJ2 Entertainment is also working on a Tomb Raider animated series alongside Legendary TV.
Just ignore my phone randomly deciding to go, well, what was that? I didn't catch that.
That's why I fucking hate those things, man. That's why
that's
I, always
why I just
off.
Turned that feature back off.
Yep.
So does this mean Embracer Group, the greatest swindlers of our age,
they fucking swindled hard,
have now turned Tomb Raider over for a $600 million, not profit, but like
they bought
big sell.
They bought Tomb Raider, Square Enix, all the everything, the developers and everything for, I think, $250 million.
Yeah. And so here's just the rights to Tomb Raider for $600 million.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's not one-to-one financials, and there's a lot of, like, things in there. But if I just look at 250 to 600, the two numbers alone, okay. 100% return?
And they still make the games. Yeah. Like, they're like...
Okay. This
we've been questioning Embracer Group and the crazy money that they've been investing.
Here's the only thing we've been questioning. Why can't we get the money?
That's true. That's true.
Otherwise, we have been staunch fans of Embracer Group.
For sure.
And THQ Nordic, praise be to the revival thereof. All we needed was Midway to come back, but they would just buy them anyway.
Yeah.
Also, be ready for this to be a thing going forward for the rest of the year. Video game TV series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Skull and Bones eventually will happen. Not this year, but it will happen.
Skull and Bones is going to be the thing that brings us all back down to earth on video game adaptations.
It'll either be that or it'll be a horribly camp Tomb Raider. That's just like...
Mario's next, I think.
Horribly B-rated garbage.
I think Mario's the next one.
I have a feeling Mario might actually be okay. You like, well, hold on, TV series or the movie?
Movie. Is there a TV series?
No. I just wasn't sure if you were saying like they make a TV series out of it. I think the movie will actually perform just fine. Just fine, if not too good.
Gross.
I think the worst case scenario would have been if you got a Sonic movie. I think that objectively would have been worse than the Mario movie.
Third's a Sonic movie.
I stand by what I said.
There's two of them now, isn't there?
I think if Chris Pratt was... Well, yeah, not those Sonic movies. I'm talking like an actual...
Oh, like
not a split one, like a full animated one. Yeah, not the Jim Carrey. Like, if you let it go crazy enough with Chaos Emeralds and Ugandan Knuckles. That's a fucking old meme. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's go to number 8 then. Also, I love that they're like, oh, our Tomb Raider TV series. Every thumbnail I saw was just Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
I was like, that can't happen now.
No.
Need somebody else.
The animated show is what'll be out first. And that's being voiced, Laura Croft being voiced by Haley Atwell, I think is her name. She plays the woman in Captain America movies. She's the
Captain America is Brie Larson. Captain America is not Brie Larson. Captain Marvel is Brie Larson.
Too many captains. Captain America has the first movie with the woman agent in it. Haley, I think it's Haley Atwell.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
That's who's doing it.
First Avenger.
Yeah. Yes, that one.
Number 8 then. The pendulum seems to be swinging the other way on Battle Royale games. Here is some stuff shutting down. Respawn Entertainment has announced that it will be shuttering Apex Legends Mobile. Quote, this decision does not come with ease. Factors beyond our control have prevented us from maintaining the high-quality experience and content that our players deserve. End quote.
EA told us to turn it off.
Apex Legends Mobile launched on May 17th, 2023, and will not see its first birthday.
Get wrecked.
Battlefield Mobile is shutting down too, and EA has closed Industrial Toys Studio.
Added
Battlefield
to the pile.
Mobile was a thing?
Yep.
Epic Games and Iron Galaxy have announced that Rumbleverse will be shut down on February 28th. The free-to-play Battle Royale title initially launched on multiple platforms in August 2022. The blog post also said that any user who spent money on Rumbleverse is eligible for a refund.
Jesus.
Good move. That's Adam Boy's studio.
Oh.
Iron Galaxy.
Well, that sucks.
That's our homie.
Yeah.
The man, the myth that cool met dude. Us one time at PAX.
Yep. Cool dude.
Sorry about your
game.
He was really cool dude.
Yeah.
Unit 2 Games has announced that its free-to-play game creation and sharing tool, Kratia, will shut down on March 3rd. Back in 2020, the title launched on Google Stadia. And in March 2021, it joined the Epic Games Store. Meta acquired Unit 2 Games in June 2021. A lot of moving around, and then see you later.
Yeah, I'm sure Meta's going to kill you, unfortunately.
That is their way.
Yeah.
Free-to-play team-based dodgeball game Knockout City is shutting down on June 6th. Developer and publisher Velen Studios said that a private hosted server version would be released on PC, which should allow players in preformed groups to enjoy the game. Hey, there's two things so far that have actually been like, all right, we're shutting down, but we'll give you ways to like either get your money back or to still play with each other. You know, whatever. It's like, good on you. For some reason, I also thought Knockout City was an EA title, but I might be thinking of that Rocket one instead. There was a Rocket, like 3v3 one where everybody had rocket launchers. I can't remember what the name of the game was. Remedy Entertainment and Smilegate announced that they will be shutting down Crossfire X on May 18th, 2023. This announcement comes right before the game's one-year anniversary as it was released on Xbox Series and Xbox One back on February 10th, 2022. And anybody that remembers multiple E3 lead-ups with them putting Crossfire X in their conferences.
Sure do.
Sure Battle Royale is going the way of Netflix original shows. Do you get the joke?
Getting murdered?
Netflix just has a hard-on for canceling shows after one season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't pay for Netflix.
It's a lot of stuff in one week, but you know what? I'm glad that they're doing it because, like, it's better than letting them languish. And
we balloon too fast.
Yes, got to pop that bubble.
We flew too close to the sun.
Wings melted.
Fell Icarus,
yeah,
or Daedalus. I don't remember which one died.
Icarus,
yeah, that one.
Anyways, number 9, rumor roundup. EA canceled a Respawn game based on the popular Apex Legends and Titanfall franchises. The canceled project was codenamed TFL or Titanfall Legends, and was a single-player game with various Apex characters showing up to help the player. It was inspired by Doom Eternal.
That entire paragraph confuses me.
Which is why the game is canceled.
Like, I like that it was Titanfall Legends, as if they went, I don't know, fucking slam the names together. Which arrangement of these things comes out best?
Yeah.
Oh, and then it's inspired by Doom. How is that inspired by Doom Eternal? Other than the fact that, okay, they go to like a different world and then just blow up that world and then go to a different one.
Apparently the Apex characters show up and then lend you their powers. Their abilities.
That weird.
Yeah. I read it. First, I read it. This was before. This is the stages of reveal here.
Okay, all right.
Respawn, Apex Legends, Titanfall franchise, Titanfall Legends. I'm like, oh, Respawn. Doing a Titanfall Legends thing. Why would you cancel that? That's crazy. And then it was like, oh, more details. It was inspired by Doom Eternal. I'm like, weird, but cool. Still, I don't see what's wrong here.
Yeah, it still and makes then, sense because you would still do all the giant, like,
yeah,
the good scenes that they're for. And
then it was like the story details about like Apex characters showing up, them lending their abilities, and blah blah blah, and some other story beats. And I was like, oh, this no longer sounds good. So
we were this close to perfection.
Yeah.
Started off so good, and then just...
Yeah.
So many left turns, you ate your own ass.
Yeah. Could I'm sure it could have been good at some point.
I don't know if that's...
It didn't sound good on paper. A possible Easter egg in EA Motive's remake of Dead Space may be teasing the possibility of Dead Space 2 remake being developed in the future. And you're absolutely insane if you didn't think that was an option based on the performance of the Dead Space remake.
Also true, but also true that if you remake Dead Space 2... You're going to have a lot of people going, you do remember it only went downhill after one, right?
Well, that was the joke was, yeah, remake Dead Space 2 and then make a brand new Dead Space 3.
I think there's still stuff in 2 that they have to change.
Yeah, I'm sure. Kingdoms of Amalur Re-Reckoning developer Keiko is working on a high-profile THQ Nordic IP in the action-adventure genre, according to a job listing.
I want to play the game of, man, what high-profile THQ Nordic IP do you think that is? But we'd be here forever.
We would be here forever. Could literally be anything.
Oh, what do they own? I don't know. Anything?
Insomniac's Wolverine game will reportedly be M-rated and could release by fall 2024.
2024 is about, that's about the right timetable. I would expect to at least see the first release date for it.
Oh, I never put it in here. Oh, well, doesn't matter. Job listings for studio The Molasses Flood suggest that the Witcher game they are working on will feature both co-op and PvE, and will have a class system in addition to multiple game modes and social activities. If you combine info from all the job listings, then this new Witcher entry appears to be an action-adventure title with a stylized look and an emphasis on action, multiplayer elements, and a branching narrative. I don't know.
I mean, whatever, I guess.
Well, I don't know what you get from that, but there it is. New PlayStation 5 DualSense controllers.
Here's what I get from it.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Molasses Flood is a great studio title.
It's fantastic. I agree. New PlayStation 5 DualSense controllers could be inbound, as PlayStation Repair page seemingly mentions yet announced color designs, metallic red and metallic gray. How exciting. Horizon multiplayer game early development footage and concept art has leaked online if anyone cares to check it out. The new promo titled Live, is it Live from PS5 or Live from PS5? I'm going to go with Live. Actually, it's Live. It's definitely Live.
I was going to say, based on the next sentence.
Yeah, that's right. I did the same thing. I was like, wait a second. The new promo titled Live from PS5 features a series of live-action news reports reenacting scenes from various PlayStation games, including God of War, Horizon, Gran Turismo, etc. One live-action clip stands out as being unrecognizable. It shows a young woman in a cave with a flaming torch. In a separate brief clip, she can be seen blowing dust off an ancient artifact. Everyone's thinking that's a hint at there's another Uncharted game coming. And that's the daughter, you know, of Drake and Elena.
Call it that then.
Okay.
Daughter of Drake.
Daughter of Drake.
Charted.
Charted. Get charted.
Yeah, get charted.
That's it for rumors.
How about some questionable stuff then?
Oh. Everything is questionable.
My life. Number two. Star Wars Jedi Survivor has been delayed 6 weeks to April 28th.
All right. Another delay. Cool.
Let's see. Can they delay it one more week and make it come out on May the 4th?
They sure fucking can.
Just to piss me off. Number two, Microsoft has announced that it will increase the retail price of its Xbox Series S and X units in Japan. Series S is going from $254 to $292, and Series X is going to go from $423 to $462. So if you're not in Japan, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
If you're in Japan, hello.
Curse the Japanese.
I need to watch more of that show. I don't know why. It was just such a...
It's good.
Fucking good. Mike Tyson, Norm MacDonald.
And a whale.
And a whale. I will place this curse on the Japanese. number three. Meta's AR-VR division Reality Labs posted an operating loss of $13.7 billion for 2022.
That's insane. Dude, that's insane. Well, how do you lose that much money? Like, how do you spend that much money? How? $13.7 billion. You know how much they lost in 2021? $10 billion. 2 years, they've lost.
$23.7
billion. Billion dollars.
Still in business. Speaking of money, EA's profits are up 13% in Q3 to $1.3 billion.
Jesus, the money these companies have. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, I put that in there twice.
yep, good call. Good thing you said that before I read it. Number six, Amnesia the Bunker has been delayed from March to May 16th.
Nice.
Number seven, GitHub GitHub founder Chris Wanstreth has launched Null Games, a new video game publisher. The first title Null Games will publish is Excellent Rectangle Studios Tape to Tape. The roguelike hockey title is set to launch in April 2023 on Steam. And I have so many fucking questions. First off, Excellent Rectangle, great studio name. Tape to Tape, a roguelite hockey title.
I don't know, bro.
What does that mean? Number eight, Sony has announced that on May 9th, the PlayStation Plus collection will be closed. PlayStation Plus members can add the game selection to their library before the end date and play the titles at any time afterward. What is the PlayStation Plus collection?
It is basically all of the good first party PlayStation games. If you have PlayStation Plus and you own a PS5, you have access to like basically all the good PlayStation first party games.
Gotcha. Until May.
Yeah. Yeah. Since the PlayStation 5 launched, they were available.
Gotcha. Sony has rolled out a PS5 system software beta update that includes a Discord voice chat, variable refresh rate support for 1440p resolution, and a slew of other UI and quality of life improvements. Our personal favorite, you can now update the DualSense wireless controller separate. Whoa, guy, fucking read. You can now update the DualSense wireless controller device software with a wireless connection. No more needing to plug your controller in to update it.
Yes.
Until something goes wrong.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Number 10, God of War Ragnarok has hit 11 million in sales.
Good job, Kratos. And Atreus.
3 months?
Is it really? I feel like it's been longer than that.
November, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It's four at most.
Wow, that's crazy.
It Takes Two has sold 10 million copies.
It's been out for a year.
Two years.
Yeah, because last year it was, yeah.
Yeah. Number 12, Redfall will require a persistent internet connection, even for single player. Par for the course nowadays, so guess who's not playing Redfall?
Probably a lot of people.
That's true. Because why the fuck would you need it for single player?
It's like every game's like that now, though.
We got a war, wasn't it? Number 13. Hi-Fi Rush sold better on Steam than Forspoken, despite being on Game Pass.
Get wrecked.
Forspoken's early press killed it. Number 14. Platinum Games has announced that they will be hosting a Metal Gear Rising Revengeance event, which will celebrate the 10th anniversary of the game. The event is going to take place on February 21st, 2023. And what the fuck that event's going to look like?
I don't know. I don't even know why they're doing it. That's why it's on here. I was like,
number 15, Dead Island 2 is supposed to come out on April 28th. Completely forgot about that one. And that is now competing with Star Wars. So,
Dead on Arrival.
Which one? You know what I mean? Number 16, The Crew Motorfest has officially been announced, and the insider testing program has already started. The teaser showed off a Hawaiian island location, and if you're me, you looked at it and went, oh, no, not again.
Please, no.
We've told The Crew one story too many times in this podcast to go back to it again, but that alone is burned into my brain that no matter how many crews they make, I will still remember those problems.
That's fine.
Number 17, Back 4 Blood won't get new content as Turtle Rock Studios is focusing on making their next game, Back 2 Blood, Too Fast, Too Furious. The Last of Us Part 1 on PC has been delayed 3 weeks to March 28th. And if they do it one more month, they can also come out the same day as Star Wars.
Convenient that they delayed it till immediately after.
Right after the season ends.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Suspicious. But we would like to just make sure we take the time to make sure everything is patched correctly and looks correct. Huh? Sales are going to increase by 300% if we wait till the end?
community, please understand.
That was basically the press release.
I can write any press release. I just lie to your face the entire time with the most upbeat bullshit you could ever hear.
Hell yeah.
Beg for forgiveness for making a dumb fucking choice. And then make sure in the press release, I, as long as I don't write, it's clearly not about the money. Stop asking me.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than for permission.
Which also not true.
That is not true at all.
We need to be real clear about that. That is not how that sentence should work. There are minimal circumstances where that is okay. Probably like five.
Yeah, I don't have any anything worthwhile to add. Make good decisions. Make good choices.
Everybody be clear, you just heard Matt tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, do what I say, not what I do.
As I say, king of choices just told you to make good choices. King of, I also don't make choices, told you to make good choices.
I don't make choices, and when I do, they're always bad.
The only time Matt and I can both make choices at the same time is we both convince the other one that we made them make the choice.
Probably true.
The entire time when we were in Boston last weekend. What do we want to get for food?
I don't know.
Standing within spitting distance of a pizza place, Chinese place, Korean, Indian. I think another...
There was a Pakistani Indian place. There was a Thai place. There was Korean barbecue.
Probably had like 10 or so places around us and just staring at each other going, I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. All right. Let's narrow it down to these two that are probably the safe one. Okay. Fuck. I think it worked out eventually. But
yeah, it was fine.
It's 50-50. There are times where I will just hard commit to something. But that's where I will hard commit if it's not going to impact somebody else.
Yeah.
I used to do that joke all the time. At, this is our, you know, what have you been doing in the last 7 days? But I would do that whenever I go to like a restaurant with somebody. Oh, do you know what you're going to get? As like the waiter or waitress is there. And I'm like, no, but if you know, go ahead and order. By the time you finish talking, I will pick something.
Yeah.
And then I will just make my choice and live with it.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing a 45-minute conversation about what am I about to eat. Because who does that?
I generally will make decisions if there is like a clear logical reason for that decision. Like the food, for example, like, you know, if we have to be somewhere as X amount of time and like place A is packed and place B is empty, then I'm going to go
place B.
Yeah, place B.
Yeah, there's certain things where it's like it's less of a choice.
Yeah.
So
it's just looking at the situation with common sense. It's like, yes, all right.
Aha, this makes sense. Does make sense. Anyway, what are you up to?
Not a thing. Watching anime.
I've been watching a lot of anime.
Yeah, you know what? It's just because it's they're short episodes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and they're staggered throughout the week. So like we might watch a single episode a night. Because, like, we have, you know, a small amount of time. So it just works out that way. And I don't know. I think that's it. I mean, I don't really think anything happened this week.
I think you got Harry Potter next week.
Yeah, Harry Potter next week. Yeah, I think that's it.
Nice.
Yeah, we've been up to
simple week.
Yeah, it's always simple.
World of the Warcraft.
Yeah.
Classic. Jamming, doing my thing. Still loving it. Still enjoying it. Ripping Mythic Plus with the boys. Nice. Next week's going to be go even harder time.
What's next week?
Next week is the Dragonflight Dungeon event, which means to do... It's just the weekly event that's on like rotation.
Yeah.
This week's Battlegrounds. Next week is the Dungeon event, which means that the... quest that is to do 4 mythic dungeons and then get a random piece of heroic item level from the raid.
So you're going to want to do that on everybody that would actually benefit from it. So I got to run a ton of keys. Ooh, boy.
But it'll be good. It'll be fine. Free gear like that. Like free stuff. Free loot. Yeah. And then I finished God of War.
About time.
Or I guess at least the main storyline.
Yeah.
It is officially complete. Didn't uninstall it yet. Because I might just go back. It's a good enough combat game to go in for like a beat 'em up if I just kind of want to run around and fight some stuff. And
yeah,
the world's good and everything like that. So it's not like I'm.
Yeah, you got the desert area.
Yeah, I have that entire area I could do. And now that I have the end game stuff too with the smolders or whatever, I can go do that.
Yep. There's all the berserkers.
Yep. All the berserkers, all the crucible, bunch of stuff like that. I don't think I'll probably go that hard because I don't think I have it in me patience wise to do it. But then there's, I don't actually know when the release date is. I'm assuming it's April, maybe it's late March, but I'll have the show coming out. Still WoW stuff. Still kind of on the fence about Harry Potter, but we'll see. It might be a wait, watch somebody play for a bit and then get it if I think I would like it.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Otherwise, yeah, just still doing the thing. I got a couple other games on PC I need to finish. I need to get back into my FM season. After I won everything, I need to go and like do the off season now so I can start the next season. Just sitting down and doing the off season will probably take me like 2 hours.
Yeah.
With Kenny and I, it's like 4 sessions, but seeing how we're just playing individual, it would probably take me like 2 hours to get through all the days of simming and buying and selling and simming and simming and buying and selling.
Yeah, I my Game Pass renewed, so I have to find, I gotta use that.
Yeah, you should probably do something with that.
Yeah, I probably should.
You can play Hi-Fi
Rush?
That one. I wanted to say Rouge, and I knew that was wrong.
Probably not. Probably won't play it. I want to play High on Life. But
you can
I
play
keep,
High on Life then.
I keep not doing it. Well, basically, my fucking Amazon screwed me on the one thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I was waiting for the keyboard so I wouldn't have to drag everything in, and it never showed up. So just wasn't Amazon. Meant to be.
That's true. It was written in the sand.
They got me.
That's all I really got.
I got nada.
Pretty straightforward week.
I'd say so.
I'm sure next week we'll bring something.
Yeah.
Because that Harry Potter game is not going to come out without a bunch of people complaining and bitching.
Yes.
So we will see you guys then. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.